This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Let's talk about coyotes. Have you ever been concerned after hearing that sound? Should you be? We're joined now live in the studio by Great Parks of Hamilton County nature interpreter Paul Sievers. Paul, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
If you've got questions about coyotes or coming up foxes, give us a call at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. So I don't know of an animal that causes more panic in neighborhood social media groups than a coyote. Anytime there's a warning, people seem to freak out. Are coyotes really worth freaking out over?
No. Bottom line is no. People, you know, you hear about posts put on, especially like the Nextdoor app and things like that. And people, that's a wonderful media to get the word out that, hey, there are coyotes in the area. That's something to be aware of, but certainly not something to freak out about.
Why do you think they cause such concern?
You know, historically, if you go back 150, 200 years in Ohio and beyond that, we had a lot of large predators. I mean, wolves and mountain lions roamed through what is now downtown Cincinnati. But those have been extirpated for a long time, and we're not used to predators of that size coming into our area. So it's something, I think, new for people that we didn't grow up with those animals in our neighborhoods like they are now. And so we don't really have an understanding of how they really interact with us. So that causes that type of fear.
What type of coyotes do we have around here? What do they look like?
So they are, you know, they're not that large. That's one misconception. I think people think they're a lot bigger. An average large size for a coyote is about 35 pounds. So that's not, you know, a lab is going to be more like 45, 50, 60, 100 pounds even. So they're a lot smaller. They're about 48 inches or so in length. They do have a very dog-like face. Obviously, they are in the dog family. Really good telltale, no pun intended, is that their tail, when they walk, they typically keep it at kind of a 45-degree angle. Typically, dogs might have it up or down. These, they kind of keep at that angle as they move along.
So coyotes are always throwing a little bit of side eye at you,
is what
you're saying.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that they used to be more prevalent in the area that we now know as downtown Covington. But now, how likely are we to encounter one in person?
Well, historically—
You said downtown Cincinnati. I said downtown Covington, where I live. I'm an idiot, but that's what
you said. It's okay. It's same thing.
It's
for a coyote, it's the same thing. So historically, there were never coyotes in this area at all because of things like wolves and mountain lions. When wolves and mountain lions were extirpated, we started to build access for them across the Mississippi River. They moved from the southwest into this area, and they've only been in Ohio officially since 1947. So they've moved in, and they are here. They're around. I mean, you don't see them often, but there's very few places where they are not at this point.
We've got a phone call. Tom is on the line. What's on your mind, Tom?
Hey, I'm sure enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I live in the Evendale area, and we really miss not hearing the coyotes now. It seems like they're doing some culling, and it's very, very widespread, I guess is the word, because we don't hear the coyotes anymore. It used to be if a police car would go by with a siren on, you would hear the whole chorus of screaming coyotes down in the woods, but you don't hear that anymore. And that's disappointing, because I think there is a misconception about the danger.
Yeah, it seems like it takes away some of that that rustic appeal of living in the suburbs.
Indeed.
All right, Tom, we appreciate the call very much. If we encounter a coyote, what should we do?
So coyotes are timid. They're fearful of humans. Obviously, like I said, they're only, you know, typically 35 pounds. We're a lot larger. So get big, get loud. That's what I like to say. You know, just make your presence known. They might kind of stare at you for a little bit, check you out, but then they're going to be on their way. If you see them around your yard often, you can take, you know, an old can, put some rocks in it, just throw it, not at them, but in their direction to make that sound to kind of scare them away. And they're going to quickly, they're very intelligent animals, and they'll quickly pick up that this is not a place I need to be right now.
Earlier this month, you spoke on the myths surrounding coyotes like you're doing today. One of the issues, and we referenced this at the top of this interview, is whether coyotes hunt cats or dogs. That seems to be why neighbors on those apps get so concerned. If they don't eat your cats and dogs, one of the stats you shared is that cats make up less than 2% of coyotes' diet, so not a big part of it. What do they eat?
So the biggest part of their diet, about 40%, are rodents. So mice, shrews, voles, even squirrels. And then after that, honestly, around 25% of their diet is plant material. So plants like berries, twigs, leaves, things like that. It's not something that you would think of as a predator eating, but that is actually a large part. And then you have, you know, rabbits. About 15% or so is deer. And when I say deer, I really mean fawns. They might eat roadkill deer. That certainly would be a part of their diet, but they do eat fawns, which actually helps to regulate. It doesn't necessarily do much to decrease the population of deer, but it does help to regulate that population.
You know, I just finished watching Planet Earth 2 on Netflix, and I
got to
tell you, coyotes are the least of our concerns. Wait till these urban monkeys start showing up. I've seen them on other parts of the globe. Big teeth, they jump. It's terrifying. Okay, so there is another animal that I want to talk about. Josh, can we play that sound? Okay. So that's a fox.
Yes.
We're playing a little like speak and say or speak and see or whatever those little devices are today. Should we be concerned about foxes?
No. Foxes, they are a native animal. They have been here much longer than coyotes. They're also a lot smaller. They're typically only maybe around, say, 15 pounds. Red fox they're highly adaptable. Pretty much all dogs are. Red fox are included in that. They're highly adaptable. They're here. They've been around for a very long time. They eat, again, small rodents is the far majority of their diet, things like that. So they are not at all a concern. If that sound is a little off-putting at times, and we get people sending us in, what in the world is this in our woods? And oftentimes it's that fox.
Let's go back to the phone. Steven is on the line. What's on your mind, Steven?
There's a woman that we did training with our dog with, and she commented to me one day how she has noticed, and she lives north of the city, but she's very knowledgeable about dogs, obviously, and she's noticed that some of the coyotes that she's seen are obviously interbred with dogs, and she says because of that interbreeding that they're not as hesitant to approach humans. Any comment on that?
Thanks for your question, Stephen. Any comment on that?
So people refer to them as coy dogs, and it is possible, certainly, they are, of course, both dogs, for them to interbreed. One of the issues, though, that happens is coyotes, their breeding period is only a very short window in, say, February through March. Dogs can go into heat at any time, or domestic dogs can go into heat at any time. So there's not a great chance of overlap just because the coyotes is shortened. And then their offspring, if the coyote is the female coyote, there's one that's impregnated, they're young, their breeding cycle is off from the coyote breeding cycle. So typically when that does happen, it's kind of a genetic dead end.
But if you see a dog giving you some side eye, you might know who his daddy is, what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Mary on the line. What's your question? Very quickly, about 10 seconds.
Hi, I have a neighbor who traps and kills coyotes. We live in sort of a semi-rural suburb, not far from downtown. I'm wondering, are they considered vermin? Are you allowed to trap them? How do you kill them if you trap them? Because I don't think the trap kills them.
Thanks, Mary. Very quickly.
Yeah, they are not a native animal, so there is no hunting season on coyotes, but typically they fill the resources. So if you take one out, there's going to be another one that comes back.
All right. Paul Sievers from Great Parks of Hamilton County. We got to have you back. Lots of phone calls and excitement about coyotes and foxes. And by the way, if you want to scare away a fox, apparently loud noises, whistles, water, or throw a ball at them. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Find more on WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll be right back.